One, two, three. Go.
Go.
Hey.
Everybody go.
Go.
And three, two, one, go.
Go.
We're starting. Right,
Matt, and go.
And go.
Boots and cats. Boots and cats.
And boots and cats.
Can you really beatbox, though? Like, can you really bust it out if you can?
Bust it.
What if these don't work, guys? And everyone's just like, oh, God, and they got to turn it off.
You know what I can do? Well, I'm not going to do it, so don't ask. I'm not a good beatboxer, but I can sing a song while doing the beats in my mouth.
Try.
I can't, like, me and Zane will do it if we're just, like, sitting,
wait,
doing nothing.
Beatboxing?
You know how we just go, like, I can't do it.
Well, it's not good.
Right, that's what I said. We're not good at it, but we can sing and do the beats at the same time.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Like, sarcastically doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we yes. can sarcastically
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, you know those people that make those videos where it's, like, it's a rap song, but make it EDM.
Yeah, yeah, we do that.
You know those people that make like the funny ones? If Mariah and I had an account, we'd kill
do
it.
That. We yeah. sing songs in a different genre.
Okay. Yeah,
like
yeah,
a
yeah.
like a hip hop song, we can make it like a Frank Sinatra.
And we will not give you an example because I know
it's
we're
hard.
Gonna do it and then you guys aren't gonna
you
like
can't
it.
Do
so
an
it
example.
Has to be in the moment.
Yeah, we don't do it on purpose. We're not like, yeah. let's start doing that. One person starts singing across the house and then the other person just like
yeah.
screams.
Yeah. And then Heath is usually very just frustrated. Mm.
Do you ever get like a song stuck in your head, but like it melts into another song that you
yes.
already know,
yeah.
and it's like your own little
and
mini
you're like,
remix.
I should be a DJ.
Yeah.
That's why I always in my head is like, I could if I just knew everything about DJing, I would be a really good DJ. I just don't. I know I could take this song and morph it together, and it would sound really good. I just don't want
to
do it.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do like the Pitch Perfect where the mashups.
Yeah.
I feel like my brain is so good at doing like the words going into like where it repeats the same word but it's of a different song.
Oh,
right.
I'm not good at
oh,
that.
Oh, I love that.
That was so every time I watch that scene, I'm like, dang, there's people that can do that. That's
my brain like naturally wants to do that while I'm listening.
Wow.
Remember when I did that for a Lizzo song and it went viral and
yeah.
she commented on it?
It's About Damn Time?
Yeah, It's About Damn Time turned into.
Oh, you did it to Queen.
Oh, you did.
Queen. What was the song?
I remember that.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah. I did the two.
Sick.
Yeah, thanks.
Did it go? Did the actual audio go?
Yes.
Okay.
People were reposting it.
Back when I was doing TikTok dances, I did a triple song dance and made that my own audio. Viral.
Really?
Viral. Like, I think Addison and Ray may have done a dance.
Really?
You know, I was killing it back then. I really had that. Good 7 months, I was killing it. And then I.
Bring back the dances. I feel like there hasn't been like a good. Like a routine dance.
And no, the only thing is Jersey Joe right now.
Who's Jersey Joe?
Jersey Joe's killing
it. Oh, man. He's got that fire dance right now.
He got that Jersey footwork.
That this, where he's like walking and then he like goes behind the back, throws it up.
Jersey Joe's. Oh.
What's that song?
The one I really like is that new one that kid is doing this. The.
Yes, that's Jersey Joe.
Oh, that's Jersey Joe. Oh, I did not know that. Okay,
the best.
Jersey Joe is the man.
You know how many times, Heath, I like put out my camera and I'm like, I'm going to try to do it. I think I can do it. And then I just like, I'm 30.
There's nothing wrong with it.
My tooth fell out again.
What?
The fake one.
The cap.
Yeah, it just keeps on.
That happened to me.
It keeps on.
I
have to like.
You have to take it in.
I go.
What were you eating that caused it?
It's right now. There's glue in between it, so it just slowly just.
Yeah.
I need to keep this in for like 2 more weeks, but it's like jiggling in there.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know.
Should we run that intro?
Yeah, let's run that intro. Thank you, Matt, for reminding us.
Mm, here we go, baby.
3, 2, 1. It's Capital, baby. Let's go.
Wow.
Lord have mercy. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are musically talented.
Okay.
I wish I was in an acapella group, though.
I wish I was both-handed. Let me tell you. Because that shit right there is overrated.
Overrated.
Oh, man.
How's everybody's week been?
Good.
Not the best. It's actually been amazing. I'm just exhausted. We've been moving for the past 5 days, so it's just been like...
Ooh, 5 days,
yeah.
The moving. Did you guys get a moving company, or you guys have been loading it bit by bit on your own?
We did a company to do like all the big things, like the couches, the vending machine...
Who'd you get? We're moving company.
Excalibur.
Excalibur.
All right.
Did they show up like...
Show us what must move.
They actually put it on the back of a horse and buggy, and then they take it.
Yeah, they do the big stuff, and we just pack the little stuff.
So,
and
we just been hauling boxes.
Bit by bit. But is it all kind of coming together? Do you got power? Oh, yeah. Do you got the Wi-Fi going? All of
everything's
that?
Everything's good to
livable.
Go.
We've been there for a few days.
Meeting the neighbors at all?
Yeah.
A couple, yeah. Everybody's been very sweet.
Okay. Did you send them like a fruitcake or anything like that?
Not yet.
Okay. We're gonna do a little something. Remember at my old house in Porter Ranch, I bought a bottle of wine for everybody on the block and walked to it was my first time being in like a neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I was like really excited. Yeah. I did like a gift bag. We wrapped packages, did like little bows on it, and we walked to every single neighbor, knocked on the door, and left a bottle of wine.
It was fun.
It was really nice. They were
You should have got each house a fire extinguisher.
Was everyone like really accepting of the wine? Were some people like, actually?
Yeah, no, everybody was super, super grateful, very excited.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I said that because the whole neighborhood burned down, remember?
Oh,
that's that great.
Should have gave him a fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what your joke was?
That's what I said.
Sorry.
But like, you know, it, obviously.
I try to forget trauma, but thanks for bringing that back
No problem. I'd like to remind you.
A fire extinguisher, though, is the best like housewarming like gift you can like
with a bottle of wine. I think that's a great little combo.
Drink this, and then on the off chance you burn the house down while you're drunk.
It's a funny gag.
Because a lot of times people forget to buy a fire extinguisher.
Absolutely.
And they move into a new place.
It is crazy.
And then they'll always think of you like, damn, when it does come in handy, they're entirely
But grateful. Most houses don't have one.
Most
places.
Most houses don't. Usually like a rental unit, sometimes they'll have them like outside.
Oh, rental units have it because they'll have it like on the hall or
make
hotels.
Make sure to like keep checking the expiration date though, because they do go bad. And the last thing you need is to actually have a fire.
No, is it flammable if it's expired?
I think
it doesn't smell as good.
If it doesn't smell good, there's no reason to throw it away as long as it works.
10 to 12 years. I feel like my parents have been sitting for about 40.
Maybe they're due for a new one. Wait, go on.
If it's about the fire extinguisher, go ahead. Mine's not.
but did you see that lady who was in the airport, though? Did we talk about this a long time ago?
We talked about it twice.
Okay.
the lady.
I don't think
he's
here. He wasn't here.
We just talked about it like two episodes ago.
All right, whatever.
With the whole like moving thing and like doing any like normal life things, if our friend Alicia sees this, she's going to be so mad because she told us like, you guys should you guys should vlog the move.
Oh, I know.
Like, it'll be like, we vlog our moves, and I'm like, you know what? That's such a good idea. Like, let's try to do it.
Just document it.
I was laughing so hard the other day. I was talking to somebody about, like, how we attempted for a split second, but it's like, I don't know. I know we're in this field. I don't know how people do it.
Yeah.
I do not understand. It makes me so frustrated because I'm like, when do you have the time? I have two hands full of stuff.
Yeah, it's because you're very hands-on, and if you're not doing something, you freak out. So it's very impossible for you to have a camera in your hand and also vlog it too.
But even like setting it up, I could never go set it up and then go pick up a box.
I think that's what I think of.
Okay.
Like if I went to set it up in the corner of the room, it would be faster for me to bring in the box than set up the camera, then go get the box and make sure I'm in the shot. I just want it in.
Like, let's just get this move going.
Because most of the time you're not even in the shot, and then it just pisses you off. You have to bring the box back just to walk it.
I think it would take like an extra couple of weeks just to like add that camera. This sounds a little silly, but I truly like give them so much credit. People that film every like milestone and things, mm-hmm. I just don't.
I mean, we think the same way. Like a perfectionist, how you'd want a perfect vlog to look like.
Yeah, and I don't have time for
that. A lot of people
that.
Do a moving for like 45 minutes to an hour, then they'll pick up the camera and go, all right, guys, so we're at this part of the move, blah, blah, blah. Talk for a little bit, and then you put the phone down, and then you continue to move. So you're not doing everything. You're just documenting every break that you're
on. And we're not the best speakers, so it takes us more than one like shot get that line. And I'm like, we could have moved in already.
And if the movers are there, they're like, get a load of these people.
Like
they're paying us to haul all this stuff
I would feel so bad. I would feel bad.
Big shout out over here. These guys have been great.
Doing it for this song makes you just so much more aware of your surroundings when it comes to that type of thing. I don't want anybody seeing me film.
Like on an airplane, like some people who are like filming themselves just walking down an aisle. To me, that's the most embarrassing thing ever.
I know.
But go get your content though. If you have the guts, I'm like, I can't do it.
I don't know what happened to us where it was, we were so okay with it. And now it's just so embarrassing where we just don't want to,
I can't do it.
I would love to do like cleaning content. I want to set up the camera in my kitchen and just like show like what I do. Like I have cleaning hacks. I have fun things that people would love. But I'm like, I just want to get it done. Like, I really actually have to clean the kitchen.
Oh, Patricia loves a cleaning time lapse. So
I love
like
the time
thing.
Lapse.
Yeah.
I just, for some, even if it's just sitting there and I'm not looking, I'd be like this the whole time. I'd like keep looking at the camera. Like, I would waste so much time. I'm like, I just want
to
get it done.
You need to get like a crazy sick tripod where you're able to not only put it on these different surfaces, but put it somewhere where you're able to like 360 the camera and put it exactly how you need it without any like support.
I have one that follows you and it rotates wherever you want it to.
Oh, so what? Where are we at?
So
then?
There is no
confidence.
Okay,
can I purchase that somewhere?
You actually could. It's called alcohol.
Interesting.
Local liquor stores got a
whole
never
heard of it.
Ooh, my content would be good with alcohol in my system. But
Zane, your documentary is out.
Yes, it's out. You guys can actually go check it out right now. It's on the Zeal channel.
Check it out after this.
After this, yeah, obviously.
Watch it.
But we're done. Gosh. It's out.
It was so good.
Feels so good that I've like for the past month, I've been just so stressed out and just every day just manic in my own head, just feeling like it was just further and further away from the due date of this. And then we finally hit it. And the doc wasn't ready. So it was such like a mood killer for everybody.
What wasn't ready about it?
The doc was done, right? All the segments were ready. When they were putting it together, just things keep popping up where you notice and you're like, we got to fix that. We got to fix that. And I know like the video is supposed to be done at least a week or two before. That's just not what happened this time, especially since they had more than, they probably had like, a week, 2 weeks worth of content time-wise where they had to go through and fit 38 minutes or fit all that into 38 minutes. And it's tough. And there's not like a team of like 40 people on it. There's a team of like two guys that are doing it just by themselves, like editing and putting together and coloring. And it's tough. And it got out late and it was just like, it felt really bad.
Yeah. But the wait was worth it because it turned out insane. Like editing, like the videography, it felt like I was watching a Netflix documentary the whole time. It's all I kept thinking.
The mics, the audio,
everything
too.
was good.
Yeah. And they did a good job getting my best moments in the interview, as much as I didn't like it still. But they did get my best moments because I was trash throughout like the interview process. I remember every time we finished, I was just like, guys, you know what to do, right?
You sounded so good. Both of you guys were like the most well-spoken. Like
That's what I said. I said, I know that's your guys' like insecurities, like interviews and speaking on camera. And they sounded so intelligent. Everybody, yes. Hadiah, his mom, like everybody sounded so good.
When you're actually not. It was really something to see.
Right. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Everybody did great. There was like, honestly, there was nothing bad about it.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe some parts were like a little bit audio because audio is always tough. But like for the rest, when it came to like the content and the quality the content and the quality is really good.
Mm-hmm. My favorite clip, just like our funny side of it was like when you like hit rock bottom and it's that picture you like holding up. And then like that little hoodie and it's just like, it like zooms in on it and it's like, damn.
When we were watching the doc here, we were at all the emotional deep parts we were laughing at because it's just like,
we know you
that's
so well.
What we laugh at.
Okay.
And another one that we were laughing at too was, remember when it was like, and I just, nobody wanted to give me a chance to be my friend. And then it showed like a baby picture. Yes. It was just so sad.
It was super zoomed in school picture. Just my favorite part where you're like, you know, we came out here, we had a little bit of money and it was me and you naked rolling in cash in Vegas, just throwing it. I was like, oh my.
It was so good. The like timeline, the speed, the flow of it was so, so good. The comedic timing for parts, like I like that it's not. So, there's enough serious moments, and there's enough comedy, and there's enough like motivational moments.
You guys didn't see a lot of it because it was only 38 minutes, but I don't know if you could tell, but back when I was like unhealthier and fatter, like in the beginning of the doc, there I was in a really good mood. Jokes were coming out. I was like, I was on top of the world. And then you just slowly see that I was just not happy anymore because it was like really tough.
Yeah.
It was really tough and it really like gets in here. And it's such a struggle until you finish. Once you finish and it's just like,
yeah,
I'm done. And then like, I feel like life starts again.
Halfway through mine, I was getting like, not upset, but I was just frustrated because I was like, I've been working so hard for what felt like so long and I still wasn't where I wanted to be yet. So I was just like, you kind of get almost discouraged from not being where you want to be yet. And you're like, I know if I keep pushing through, obviously I'm going to get to my goal. But you're like, this is just like miserable in the moment.
Yeah.
And but then once you get there, you're like, this is the best thing I've ever done for myself.
And it's crazy because like you look great. It's just in your head, you have a goal.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm not going to feel good and look good until I get to that goal. It doesn't matter how good I look now.
And that's all body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
Do you remember towards the beginning, Zane was saying he was like, he was already discouraged because he was like, unfortunately, everybody's body's different. He said, I don't think my body is actually capable. He said, I could be in shape, but I don't think I'm capable of having any abs.
Yes.
He said that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was your biggest thing. You were like, I feel like I'm going to do this and I still won't be able to get them even if I'm my strongest.
Right. That's crazy that you remember that because that was one thing that I was like, I just won't have abs. I know it. I know it.
I'll probably look at you now.
And I unbelievable.
Say it.
I have abs.
Is that the first time you said it?
The first time I said it. Yeah. The first time it's crazy. And the abs are 100% from diet.
Yeah, they say abs are made in the kitchen, not really in the gym.
Yeah.
Was it weird how they like, I don't know how to like, I guess I can always like kind of feel my abs. Yeah. Like if I flex hard enough, you can kind of see them, but they're not like, but like, do they almost just like rise up or like, I don't know, the sensation of like,
or is your
they
skin
just
like
reveal itself?
In.
Like what's the sensation of finally getting them?
I don't feel like I have abs. It just feels like a smaller stomach.
Okay.
In a sense, but abs aren't there unless you like kind of, you flex. Have to like kind of like flex and have a good posture. Everybody you see out, if they have abs, they don't really have abs unless they're constantly flexing.
Yeah.
Unless you're like crazy, crazy lean.
Yeah.
There's some people I see at Equinox and I'm like, those are implants. Like there's some where I'm like, huh?
And also, I know ab genetics are crazy though. Some people have like small little abs that are really tight together. Some people have huge blocky abs. It all depends.
Some people just have one big ab.
A beer gut.
Yeah, just like firm in there.
Yeah.
I don't feel like though I could ever get the V cut or my V cut.
Don't say that.
Well,
I also thought I didn't get a V cut and then it started coming in. Like it's not there like fully, but it's there.
I have one side where like it starts and then the other side it's like, won't.
But that's something you could work on too.
Okay. I always thought just like had some weird genetic
thing going on down there. And do
some sides.
Yeah.
I had back day today.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Manscaped.
2024 is here, baby, and it's in full swing, and that means it's time for New Year's resolution. Check in with our friends at Manscaped.
And it's never too... Zane, I think it's supposed to be used...
No, it's for your face, too.
All right. I wanted to ask you real quick, just because of how... I couldn't wrap my head around what you guys were experiencing in Joshua Tree with the sound lady.
Yes.
What was that? Because as an outsider watching it, I was like, this looked like a really sensual kind of experience, but very bizarre.
Okay. My bad. As it was the healer.
Yeah, she's
asking,
like,
asking how I'm doing.
You need me to come by again?
It's really funny because when you watch it on the doc, you think it's, you know, it was all just for the cameras and all that, but... It was truly like a crazy experience I've never done sound baths before. I've done like the normal sound the sound baths where you go to like pause studio or anything like that. Right. You do it and you feel good, whatever.
It's like, you know, when someone like spins like their finger around like a glass. They get to that like frequency and that hum.
Okay.
And you kind of, that's what I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just wish she was here to fully explain to you what she did with us to allow ourselves to get out of our bodies. But there's a way that you breathe. Mm-hmm. You breathe like, but you're breathing in it like in a certain way where you don't normally breathe. And we were doing that. And after 5 minutes, you are out of your body.
Whoa.
What do you mean out of your body?
Like you are
like lucid
you're hallucinating. You're not on Earth.
Like you feel what? Really-
and you are not, you don't drink anything. You don't eat anything, nothing. You're encouraged to actually have an empty stomach before you do it.
Okay.
Like you don't have anything in your body.
So how long of a process is it when she starts before you feel like you're tripping or whatever the sensation was?
So it was very quick. It was about like 5 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah.
And like then
five
it went,
to 7 minutes.
It went on for an hour.
It we were in it for about like what was it in the doc that it was
I think
like,
he said an hour
in was the, it an hour
like an hour and 15 minutes I thought maybe. That's what she said maybe was, that's also just the moment of laying y'all down and I don't
so
know
so I know she yeah. was like going from person to person but were you still in that when she would go to somebody else
yeah so she like we were all the way we were all breathing we were pretty much doing it on our own
mm-hmm.
she was just doing her little holistic kind of thing.
Did you like it? Was it scary? Would you do it again?
I would definitely do it again.
Those sound bath people, like people who are like teaching sound baths, how often are they doing sound baths? Like, are there people who are doing sound baths every day, once a week? Like
yeah.
a seasonal thing? It's like...
So what we did, you're not supposed to do it any less than 3 weeks.
Okay.
You have to give your body a 3-week break and then you can do it again for what we did with her. Because I was like, oh, can you come and do
can you
that?
Come to Coachella?
Can you come and do this with my friends next weekend? And she's like, no, you shouldn't see me for another 3 weeks.
I wonder why.
I think it's probably just such an intense thing of like meditation.
It's really intense. I remember the like 3 days after, I felt like it was like a come down, like from a drug.
Really?
Yeah. Like the next day I felt like,
did you have any like realizations? Was it a learning experience or was it just like out of body, just kind of la la land?
It was just like an out of body la la land where like my body almost just it just flipped a switch.
There's a stillness to it probably, right?
Yeah.
Like,
interesting.
Or have you ever like meditated? Like
I have tried so many times to meditate and I'm like 20 minutes in and it's not happening. I'm like, I feel so dumb right now.
Did you do a guided meditation, like listening to it?
No.
You should do Headspace. It's a really good guided meditation. The first 2 or 3 episodes, getting to a state of basically refusing to react to your thoughts because thoughts are going to come and go, but just understanding that like, your monkey brain.
I can't
shut it
off.
You're just focusing. But the way they visualize it too sometimes, it's almost like traffic or like a bunch of cars going by. And each car is like work or you need to post something or your bills or your relationship, your wedding. And like that's what's going on in your brain all the time is your brain's trying to find something to think about. But just understanding to look at all of those cars going by and not refusing to react to things gets to a state of like control and steadiness that allows yourself to have a bit more calm going about your day. It works. The thing is I never had the patience really to fully commit to it.
Yeah.
I can't do it in the middle of the day, but I have tried like the calmings for to try to get to sleep. If I like can't sleep, mm-hmm. that works scarily.
Yeah.
Like where I turn it on and someone's like talking to you. And then I notice that I wake up the next day and then I remember that, oh wow, I was only listening to that for 3 minutes. That's really crazy.
Oh, because you went back to see where you fell asleep at?
No, like, I think it just shuts off on its own. I think you just let it ride.
Uh-huh.
But when I woke up, I was like, I remember it was only like minutes before I fell asleep. And this is when I could not sleep.
You just go,
like,
okay.
But it's crazy. I just don't use it.
Yeah.
I don't use it. I try to do it
in the steam room and just sit there and like look at a tile and just go back and forth and focus on your natural breath and your seating. Just focus on your body in the chair and just that's mm-hmm. it. And if you just keep thinking about that, you're thinking about nothing else. It helps.
Has anybody had a hard time like sleeping at all? Like in the past like 2 weeks?
Yeah, sometimes.
I don't know what's in the air. I cannot fall asleep.
TikTok for me, it's like I'm just trying to be like, I try to read myself to sleep.
Not that I have a hard time falling asleep recently. I just feel like I've been staying up later.
And because you want to, you like it, or?
We've just been busy with like the move and like putting things away and trying to organize that I feel like we've kind of just been up late. And then I had my dad here for a week.
Yeah.
So we were kind of like staying up like with him and.
Just out of routine.
Yeah.
It's the toughest thing is just getting in a routine.
Yeah.
And then something comes up and then you have a late night and then you're off your cycle.
Yeah.
I try to do sleepy time tea, a little magnesium glycinate.
I tried doing that too. I feel like it like doesn't work. It makes me just like, I get so excited that I took sleepy time tea that I turn on the TV and I'm like, I can't wait to sleep. And I don't, and then, and
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
It just, it actually gets me more excited because I think it's going to work. It's like a opposite effect. But, oh, and for the doc, we had a little party that Mariah mm-hmm. and Alyssa set up.
Yes, if you guys,
it's embedded in her brain.
What?
I woke
no,
her.
No, that's embarrassing. Okay, say it.
This is like after the, like 2 days after the party now?
Yeah, so for the party, for a little backstory, I was trying to think of different ways to incorporate the X, like for Zila.
Yeah.
I wanted to spell Zane's name with an X. Like I was coming up with so like Zane, but X.
Wait, on the X?
Just
table?
Like for the party, like just thinking of what to do, for the party X. When we were brainstorming.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Because like yeah. the table was in the shape of an X. The cake was an X. Like, okay. It was just
yeah,
all
so,
X themed.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So we put like the table in the shape of an X. We got an X cake. A lot of just like X
things. We brought
things.
Zane's X.
So we brought everybody's X. So then yesterday, I was thinking about it for all week. And then yesterday,
I woke her up. I was like, come on.
Just nightmares.
Come on. She goes, we could just do it in an X. I was like,
you're lying.
I am dead serious. She's like, we could do it in an X. I was like, what are you talking? What? She
you
looked
were
at me.
Stressing yourself out, girl.
Well, we were, before we fell asleep, we were both looking for a new area rug for our living room. So we were struggling finding a rug and I fell asleep looking for rugs and he woke me up and he was like, let's just go to bed. And he said something about like getting a rug and I was like, let's just get one in an X. And he was like, what? And I was like, just do an X for Zila.
And then she was sleeping.
This is like half asleep, like waking up. And then she like sat up and I was like, what are you saying? She's like, we can do, you know, when people like wake up and they're dream talking and like, yeah. they don't want to admit
like,
that they've,
I remember this, but I know that it's so embarrassing. Cause I'm like, shit, I was sleeping.
You don't want to admit that you've been dream talking. Yeah. So then you like get frustrated back with the person and you're like trying to make it seem like they don't understand. You're like, I could just do it in an X.
Try to finish some unfinished
just push
business.
It through. Just do the X and push it through. I'm over it.
Mariah's like vocab, like what she's thinking about when she's dreaming.
But
is
I even
wild.
Said that. I even said, I was like, oh no, I'm just, what did I say? Not traumatized, but like yeah. I'm traumatized by the X's from this whole like whole week with
so funny.
Well, it was amazing. It looked really nice.
It was
so nice.
Yeah, the party was great.
And then we had our friend Chef Bernardi come. Everything was just perfect.
She's unbelievable.
Oh my gosh, she's amazing.
That I loved. We had a big cookie cake in the end with ice cream.
All of Zane's favorites.
That
macaroni.
Pizzuki was banging.
That rigatoni too.
Pizzukis are so honestly good. Just the best desserts, I think.
So good.
The pizzuki existed like before, like
the only place I knew of a pizzuki before was BJ's. Yes,
yeah. So I'm like, did BJ's make the pizzuki, or was the pizzuki a thing before BJ's?
It's really funny because I didn't know the menu, and the night before I had ordered BJ's and got a pizzuki, and Mariah was like, "We're literally having one tomorrow at the party," and I was yes, yeah. Back to back.
But a pizzuki got to come like out hot. in like the hot iron, like skillet. Like yeah. It's still got to be like.
And I want it like half uncooked.
Yeah. Yep.
I want to eat cookie dough.
Hers was perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Hers was nailed just. It. Hers oh was like gosh. 60, 70% cookie dough, which was awesome. I want to have a tummy ache after. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want that shit to hurt.
I want salmonella.
I love it right when you got your piece, you like spanked it. You're like, yeah, come here, come to Papa.
Oh, man. I was going somewhere with that. I brought up the dinner also to lean into something, and I totally forgot.
It's all right.
But it's okay.
My mom called me, and she was like, I got chills. I'm so proud. I'm like, well, I thought I did something. I was like, what? And she was like, just got finished watching the documentary.
It's so crazy to me that people like turn it on.
Yeah.
And watch it.
I was dying because she was talking about, she was like, I still cannot believe his mother is a firefighter. And she was like, I look at her and I'm like, I can do it. Like, I can do that. And she goes, and I lay down on my pillow and she's like, I just can't get up. Like, I just don't want to. I'm so lazy.
This is all in the same conversation.
She had like an awakening and then she was like, but I can't get up. I want to do it, but I just can't get up.
That's me right there.
That's the story of my life.
It's really funny.
She could volunteer, be a...
She won't. Yeah. No, trust, she won't.
If you're a volunteer fire department person, like, you still have to take a class, right?
You can't just walk on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do have, a lot of cities do have volunteer only firefighters. Mm-hmm. They don't get paid. Crazy.
But are you still like on call?
You're at the station.
But how bad you got to feel like, you're at the station, you have to clock in.
And those are cities, Heath, that where it's like not big cities, right?
Yeah, it's usually like there's a volunteer one like near Patricia's. Like
Plantation is volunteer.
I don't understand how it's a volunteer. It's and like there's no promotion though. They don't like get paid from going there.
No,
it's just that's it.
A lot of people just do it like as a foot in the door to go be like I was a volunteer for 5 years at this station.
It's just crazy that it's so serious. It's a serious job, though.
It's almost like a volunteer doctor. You know? Imagine, all right, we're going to be doing open heart surgery today.
And then you find out he's not getting paid?
Yeah.
Get away from me.
Like, I didn't have to come here. I could have had better things to do.
Are we going to do this or not?
Yeah.
I think every worker in that field, just any field where you're saving people, you just need to pay them.
I bet you get some benefits. I'm not like... Free dental.
A free show.
Yeah. It's raining, man.
Do you think they really do the fireman pole, like spin down?
No, but it's the environment, though, is like that, though.
I feel like we asked your mom about this, if there was a pole at hers.
No, she said there's not, but.
Certain ones, it depends on the real estate, like of where they're at. Like if it's a traditional firehouse.
Yeah.
Like in New York, like where the Ghostbusters live. Like that, it's just where you have it because you have to park below.
It's funny, you know, in movies, they always show like how the firefighter, like people that work in the firefighter department, they're all like very like crude and just like their sense of humor. That's my mom said that's exactly how it is. They're constantly fucking with each other and it's always jokes in there. And it's like, my mom said, she's like, it's like we're all guys. I'm like,
I'm one of the guys.
She's like, we're like all guys.
And they all got a Dalmatian named Sparky.
Spot.
Spot. I went to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, went to Vegas for just a trip with Patricia's parents. We're out there with a bunch of their friends, and we got to go. But the coolest thing that happened was we got to go see the Sphere. We got to go see.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to a show in it?
We went to go see U2.
You went to a U2 show.
Why did you see a U2 show?
That's the only thing that's playing at
the
Sphere.
Only band
they
that play.
They own the rights to being the only band that can perform for like the first like year, I think.
I know that the Grateful Dead is lined up. I don't know how long their residency is there. But right now, like you can go see U2 or you can go to like a 20-30 minute experience where they just show a bunch of the visuals and what the...
Crazy. So you saw U2?
Yeah, I saw U2.
Before you continue, what does U2 have on everybody?
They got a hold on the world. They got Apple Music. What is pre-downloaded.
They were like the Coldplay before Coldplay. U2, like during the 90s and early 2000s, they were like the band. Even though all their music to me sounds like it's from a Hyundai commercial.
Exactly. Like, it sounds like it's
I've never met somebody that I was like, who's your favorite band? And they said U2.
U2.
Never.
It's very Gen X. Like, and I think we miss that generation because our parents are boomers, we're millennials, and you're not around a lot of Gen X people. But like and it's also, they're heavily, like, globally known. I think even in America, they're not that big.
What's their Spotify?
I think everybody that's going to see U2 is only there because they want to see the Sphere, not, like, really who's playing in there.
Right. Like you would have never gone to a U2 concert.
Correct. So I think it's like honestly a big push for their music.
Okay, 22 million monthly listeners on Spotify.
That's pretty good.
Which is good, but when you look at other
like
artists,
Billie Eilish probably has 160 million. But also, this is a generational thing. I think U2 though was known for having the most epic concerts. Back, like they were the like what Coldplay does, U2 was doing.
Yeah.
They turned the arena show on its head back then.
Yeah.
So, and this is me
bullshitting,
but making the connection of why they picked them. And I bet the people who built the Sphere, the head guy is probably a huge U2 fan because he's probably at that age.
Isn't it crazy that that's how like most things work? Once you own something, you're just like, oh, I want this band because I like them. And it just all works out.
Yeah.
Like whoever like runs the Sphere probably is a big fan of U2, and that's probably the only reason why it worked
exactly.
out.
Exactly. And
crazy. How long was the show?
I feel like 2 hours.
Wow.
2 hours? And it's like a hot ticket. Tickets were so expensive. And we went on this trip, we were like talking about what if we get the tickets? I don't know. They were like really ridiculous prices.
Sold out? Was it packed?
Sold out, but reselling tickets, you know.
Do they play every night?
I wouldn't say every night, but I'm definitely a lot of like the big weekends, I would assume. Wow. So
tell us your experience.
Okay, it was just so awesome and so grateful just to even be included and get the tickets. Shout out to my in-laws. I couldn't believe that they made it happen. And we got there. the sphere walking up to it, it's so intense what you see on the outside. It's like even impossible to take like a selfie outside of it because that's how massive it is. Yeah. It is.
Like perspective, how big is it?
Picture like though you're walking into like the Staples Center, like a massive arena, but it's just a dome.
You it's never, that big?
Yeah, it seats
like
20,000.
Staples Center?
It seats like 20,000 people. I'm talking about the magnitude of it. Maybe it's not like a huge arena. I mean, when you're standing there, in front of it, that's big.
That's
wow. Okay, that's huge.
You know, it's crazy that we've been to Vegas three times already. We just like didn't bother to go to.
I haven't been there since it's been done.
Really?
Oh, you haven't even seen
it? I haven't even seen the outside of it.
I think it was up when we were out. No, it wasn't up there when we were out there.
It was up twice. I've been there twice and saw it from a distance.
For Jason's like bachelor, bachelorette thing, that wasn't like at least half built.
You know what? Maybe it was half built when we went for Jason.
I think just
Jason.
The exterior was.
Yeah, it was definitely being built because people were showing us. Remember in the, we were at the casino and someone was like, oh, yep, this is almost done. It's the guy that like was part of the construction for it. He was showing it to David and we're like, oh my God. And we didn't think it was like possible. And then it came out.
You get in there and it is, I mean, and it's cool because, you know, the visuals, when you walk in, it almost seems like you're in an old rustic theater. Or that's what they're kind of teasing you with. Even up in the dome, it looks like it's out to the outside. And occasionally a little bird will act like it flies in and like sits. Like it's like a random bird that flew in.
Oh,
they have all these little details. And the show begins and it's crazy when they do like the whole kind of matrix looking with all the numbers and they do the illusion where it goes down and it seems like the ceiling is finally right above you.
Uh-huh.
That's insane. There was a moment though, it almost feels kind of church-like as well. Like
imagine church in there, Mariah.
That's what they should be doing.
Jesus just.
There wouldn't be a sphere without God.
They will though. They will make it a service one weekend.
That would be intense.
Dude, you'd get so many people to go for church service if they had one.
The amount of people.
The outside would be a giant Eucharist.
Oh, and the cross.
Oh my God.
Jesus comes and he's just like, hello. It's just like a whole virtual experience.
The sphere is lifting away with everyone in it.
What trips me out is that it's a circle inside, but they can make the pixels look like it turns into a box with just how they morph.
It's a huge optical illusion. They have figured out
that's
those
insane.
I was like, what is this video file that they're like emitting? Is that has to be its own? That ain't like an MP4. Like
when I see stuff like that, I realize how dumb I am.
Yeah.
Somebody like there's people out here that are geniuses to be able to figure that stuff out. I actually can't.
And you know what's crazier?
Comprehend it.
Crazier that they're figuring this out first on a computer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is like done on like a whole program and they're like, we're going to do this over here.
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right, let's get to work. It's like, huh? How do you get it from here to here?
My goodness.
Come on. That's incredible. And then they have smoke, like fake smoke. Wow.
Like the band almost becomes like an afterthought after a while. Cause you're just,
were you more looking around at what was going on or paying attention to the music?
The bigger the visuals were, the more I was paying attention to the visuals. But after a while though, they kind of stopped doing the visuals and they kind of just want you to focus on him a little bit. There was a moment where like, I was like, okay, like this is kind of boring. Okay, when they started doing this crazy psychedelic like Vegas thing and it's this rolling, almost like this rolling GIF in a way where it's constantly moving and it goes under, you feel like the whole stadium is like you're about to like flip into it. That
Do
I
we
almost
have, like,
got
IMAX
nauseous.
Seats? Are they vibrating?
No.
Do we have like water?
No vibrating.
It's crazy how your eyes will make you think that something is moving like around you just by a visual.
It's like a gravitron. You know how it feels like you're almost laying down, but you're.
Or remember the Batman ride in Six Flags when you're walking through that thing and the whole tube is spinning and
or
you're just
like when you pull up to a red light and you check your phone and the car next to you starts to roll and you think you're going backwards. All the time, dude.
Heath.
It is your literal gut just sinks.
Good instinct, though, right? It means you're paying attention. It means you're getting your
that good peripheral.
Yeah. I love how much shit we're talking about this, like the sphere ball, like 10 episodes ago. We were just shitting on it. And then now we're like, oh, imagine
we
church.
We gotta go.
Yeah.
Imagine
I
church.
Would, so I would say if you're gonna go, if you just want to see it, go by the 20-minute experience. If you're a huge YouTube U2 fan, go. But I would wait for like Coldplay or somebody like that. Because I didn't know half the songs.
I was thinking the next Mission Impossible movie. Ooh. I think that'd be a great
sight. I don't even think they
see.
Could do a movie on that screen.
Oh, Tom Cruise will make it happen. He's like, we're making the movie just for...
Yeah, it was.
So that was pretty much the main reason why you went to Vegas was for the concert?
No, we found out the last day that they got the tickets. Like, we found out on, we just kept joking, like, wouldn't it be cool if we got you two tickets?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So why were you in Vegas?
Just because Patricia's parents were already doing a trip. We live in LA. That's a 30-minute flight. Why not just bond with the in-laws?
It is nice to hop on like a quick flight to.
Oh, it's the best.
Why don't you guys move to Vegas so I can visit you guys more?
We were thinking about it.
We'll still think about it. You still have time. Right, Mariah?
I would love Vegas.
You see?
I would want like a house with like funky architecture. Maybe. What do you mean? Oh, no, it's hot. It's hot in Vegas,
man. It gets
man.
Real hot.
That's hot.
Not hotter than Florida.
I would rather go to Palm Springs.
Oof. Yes.
Split a nice shed over
we
there.
We should get a vacation home.
Right now, we have to choose either a home or a vacation home.
But yeah, I think I'm Vegas'd out.
I was a little Vegas out, well, just gambling wise too. I was like,
I want to go back when I'm older.
The dealers aren't as nice as they used to be. They're not like rooting for you anymore. Every time I was playing blackjack recently, it's kind of like,
mm-hmm. It just depends on the table. Patricia gambled a lot, but
also I never win. So
yeah,
that Willy Wonka machine took our money, boy.
That was fun.
You like you think you're up, but then you're like, but I've gone to the ATM three times. Like you're like, if I was up, I wouldn't be going back.
It for some reason it is worth it though. I think it's just the thrill of like trying to beat Vegas, you know, because you're in a competition with Vegas,
yeah,
like the whole city. You know what I mean?
And I also think like when I go to places like that, I get a weird feeling of being upset and angry that I can't see it from a previous time, and it actually bothers me and makes me like. Mad.
The Rat Pack running around.
Everything like in me wants to go to Vegas.
And it's like a time machine?
In like the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have that.
Because you still get a taste of it when you go back there. Like you kind of can feel. Like I feel like there's spirits everywhere in Vegas. Like you can just feel them
the
all
energy.
Still walking around.
Like, the insane stories that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Shit that went down there years and years and years. It's just so, now that we're older, like it's nice to go to Vegas and like realize that there's more to it than just like gambling and drinking and clubs. Like the history is
it's so
cool.
It's
just so fun to explore.
Have you been to the Peppermill Lounge?
In Vegas?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, pull it up. I've always wanted to go to it. It's like a restaurant, and I think you can have like breakfast there, and it turns into a lounge at night, but it looks so cool on the inside. Like, to me, like, this screams old Vegas. This is where, like, they shot Goodfellas and all
oh
of that
gosh.
Stuff. Yeah. Or Casino. They shot a lot of stuff in Casino, but that is, like, that is my vibe.
Why don't we go back to Vegas, but we pretend we're in the 70s, so we just big fur coats, the ha-ha hat, but, like, we don't pay attention to anybody but our own selves and just make it feel like
yeah, that's what I always, I would always try to dress up like Hunter S. Thompson when we went. I'd put on the bucket hat, get the aviator glasses
and we
going.
Only do things that they would do in the 70s. You know, we're going to like the
drug deals.
So cocaine.
Get
married at the chapel.
Count cards.
Chopping up bodies, throwing them in the lake.
Tying cement
I don't
to
know.
Their feet.
Like, let's make it feel like we're there.
It's just cool to see old pictures. I love
don't let it hurt
pictures of Vegas.
Do you guys don't get worked up for nostalgic things like that?
Is there a word for that? Because him and I like actually get really emotional.
It's like extreme sense of nostalgia to where it's like it's crippling almost.
Well, I'm like that with houses. I get very frustrated with people who buy these like incredible old homes that have all of these nice touches from the past, and they go in and they just ruin it.
Oh yeah,
and they modernize it. And then there's some where the houses have truly been untouched since the 60s, and I'm like, just don't do anything. Don't do a thing.
Or if you're going to do it, just like clean it up. Like, or just.
There's a way to restore.
Restore
without,
it, yeah.
You know, completely changing it.
But I'm not going to lie. I was against it. I would say a few years ago, like I was against like the old style, modernize like, it. I want it to look like a hotel. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know why I liked that, but I got out of it quick. I just realized that everything was like that.
Yeah.
And it just didn't feel homey anymore.
Well, I know what you mean, because when we would walk into the new homes that were being built out here, it was all...
You feel nothing.
Yeah.
Well, when I first saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is stunning. This is amazing. Like, this is beautiful.
Because it was and so then, different than the typical 2000s.
Yeah. Like, and granite. Then once you started seeing like more and more homes, you're like, oh my gosh, they're all the same exact thing. It's like that same wood with the white marble and the black marble and that just white oak floor. And you're like, this looks, I've every single house, you don't even have to walk in, you know exactly what it looks like.
The reason why they do that is because when anybody walked into a house like that, in their head there was like, oh, this is fancy, this is
this
rich,
is what, this I've is seen what this before.
People
this, yeah.
this is what people this is success this is this modern. Style when it's the same shit.
Yeah,
it's just polished white.
And I want, give me like an avocado green refrigerator.
Yeah.
Steel.
I know, but then it's just the risk of the builder. Hopefully that the people who come in want an avocado green like refrigerator.
But that's if you are like rent. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is the home builders, they, if you surveyed a couple hundred people, go, what do you think you'd rather move into? A lot of people are like that one.
The modern
one. It seems
one.
More neutral to their own taste. Yeah. You can't bank that the next person will.
That's why
everything's just been so black and whitewashed.
Yeah.
Like the buildings, the architecture, everything.
And I hate that I get so attached when it comes to nostalgia to things I have nothing to do with.
Yes.
Like I remember feeling so upset that like Eminem's house doesn't exist anymore. They knocked it down.
Yeah.
It's an empty lot. And like he used to go back there and visit and like knock on the door and be like, I used to live here. Like that's just where he came from. And it was such an iconic house.
Like I cried for it.
Can you pull it up? Because I don't know.
His 8 Mile house?
Oh, that's his album cover.
Yeah, that's his house.
Oh, that's so sick.
Yeah.
Wow, that house is like perfect. Like it's visually perfect.
It's just grass now. Like his whole street doesn't exist. They knocked down every single house. Now it's just grass.
Oh, well, that's Detroit. That's Detroit. I mean, the whole...
Is he still doing well? I feel like he's so...
Yeah. I would imagine.
I feel like he's so anti-rich.
I don't think I've ever seen him smile.
I think he's very...
Rich lifestyle?
He's extremely humble.
He's quiet.
He doesn't... I don't think he like flexes money. I don't think he spends money. I think he's just focused on like building his relationship with his...
Daughters.
Yeah. Do you have more than one?
People still like him now, right? Or is...
Yeah.
Because he keeps his mouth shut. He's not like... like he seems like a good person.
Yeah. And we're all over fucking yapping all the time.
Just talking shit.
But he's the epitome of like, remember where you came from. Because when he was when he blew up and he was doing amazing and he was like the biggest thing in the world, he went back to this house and he was just like begging to come in just to like have that.
We have Kodak Black. You know what I mean?
Kodak Black.
Is that the...
Are you comparing Kodak Black to Eminem?
Hey, he goes back and he represents for...
Detroit.
Broward County, baby.
Oh.
is that our celebrity?
That's our Eminem.
Kodak Black.
Right, Jordy? We got Kodak.
954. Here we go.
Jordan's family member actually arrested him and locked him up and said, I'm so sorry, Kodak.
No way.
He's like, I really don't want to do this.
Are you serious?
Yeah, his uncle is the chief of police and locked Kodak up. So everybody out there on Free Kodak, you got Jordan to blame.
Wow.
I did something creepy recently.
Oh.
You know, I feel a little creepy that I did it, but I had to know. Do you know Richard Simmons?
Yeah.
Richard Simmons.
I have a Richard Simmons shirt.
Yeah. Poofy hair, right?
Yeah, the big guy who would do jazzercise with the glitter pants. You know, he's been out of the public eye since like 2014.
Yes.
Okay.
He's been like completely agoraphobic. Yeah. He has not made a public appearance. There was even a podcast that was big like in 2016 called Finding Richard, just trying to make contact because this guy loved his fans. And he's just been stuck in his home. There were conspiracy theories that his housekeeper was keeping him hostage. They did a wellness check. But I was like thinking of him the other day and I go, where is his house? I'm so curious. And I realized it's 3 minutes from my gym.
No way.
And I go,
you drove
I'm just going to go take a little just peek at Richard Simmons' house, see if I might catch him throwing the trash away.
Yeah.
The gate was open.
I made my way in.
There was a moment my like heart sank. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So I'm about to see something. I saw nothing. And in the moment I'm like, what am I doing? I'm such a fucking creep. But I just wanted to just drive by and like.
Is this it?
Yeah, that's it.
I'm not a stalker.com.
And I'm not a stalker either. That's the only time I've ever like gone by a celebrity's house because he was just on my mind and I was so close.
Yeah, I mean, look, as long as you're being respectful, you're not like bugging anybody. You're just driving by, just a little take a peeky.
Isn't it crazy that there's a whole business based off of that here in LA?
Yes, I think that's crazy.
It's wild. Like there is a company making money off of loading people into a van with a roof chopped off and go, this is where this person lives. This is this.
And most of the time, they don't actually live there, but still.
They make it up. A lot of them make it up,
but like it's still like crazy. And nobody sits on the bus and just ever thinks that this is wrong. I wouldn't like somebody driving by my house and showing a bunch of people where I live.
But that's what you sign up for. If you are in like the flats of Beverly Hills, like, and you know you're in a home.
Unless you're like clearly constantly like posting your house saying, hey guys, I live here. Like, unless you're doing that, no, you don't really ask for it.
Oh yeah.
Right?
No, it's creepy.
And I mean, a lot of times the houses on the fly are much better to live at than like all the way up in the hill.
Yeah.
The hill sucks.
It's such a bizarre business.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes people, like celebs, love it. Like Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad will like come down and like talk to them and stuff. Wait, like
outside of his house?
Yeah, I've seen a clip of him when like someone was on the bus. Like, oh my gosh. He's like, hey guys. He was on the balcony and like came down and talked to them.
You see, to me, I think he goes, hey guys, hey. And then he walks away and he's just like, God damn it. I don't think anybody, even a normal person, wouldn't like that. Yeah. Somebody outside of their house.
It is a little
creepy. It's more scary. It's more like, oh, people just know where I live.
Imagine the bus driver, though.
Like, I remember my bus driver was like, oh, that's Kirsten Dunst's Porsche right there outside of the Beverly Hills Hotel. She was just here yesterday, and I saw her driving it. And I was like, what? Looking back, I'm like, he just pulled that out of his ass.
He could have been saying anything.
Pulled that out of his ass, man.
What is... for everybody that's listening that wants to come out to LA, if they truly just want to see as many celebs as possible, where's like the best place to go?
I would go
like
to
certain restaurants. I feel like if you go to Craig's, you'll see to Craig's, go to Dantana's, go to Catch,
La Poubelle over by like the UCB area, like where there's like the Birds Bar. You'll see John Hamm over there. You'll see Justin. Honestly, Long.
But don't show up and linger. Like, don't, like, enjoy yourself in the restaurant.
Yeah, but just like take a little peeky. Apache.
We're pretty much doing what we just said is horrible. We're telling everybody.
I think it's worse to go like hunt them down in person.
Yeah, maybe. But
no, you just casually go, and if you spot someone, you spot someone.
Like, be cool. Yo, but and if, don't stop them.
If you go,
the coolest thing is that you don't say anything. And
I said hi to you walking out of the Sphere. I realized I was walking right by him and I was just like, oh shit, Weird Al.
No way.
Weird Al. So I was kind of walking ahead of Patricia and then I look back to see where she is and this Weird guy's walking towards me. He has like gray kind of long curly hair, but I know that face out of nowhere. And his wife was with him. She kind of had like gray hair and I looked him up and see who his wife was and I was like, that's them. And I'm walking right next to him. I go, Al? And he goes, yeah, man. And I was like, dude, you're a legend, man. Thank you so much for everything. He goes, thanks. I was like, did you like the show? He goes, my band needs to step it up. Which was like funny to say, like after a U2 show for Weird Al. But he was so nice. I didn't ask for a picture because I didn't want to draw attention.
Yeah.
And then I went to the bathroom and then sure enough, Patricia was like, he was just taking photos with people. I was like, damn.
Someone like Weird Al though, I don't think a ton of people are coming up to him all the time.
Yeah.
So I think he's the perfect person to actually go up to and say hi.
Right. Yeah. He was so nice, but I think because we were down a mezzanine full of people walking, and I didn't.
There is certain celebrities where I feel like it's 100% appropriate because like you just like they love
their fans.
Not only that, but like they're not so publicly known.
Don't, and you do kind of say, "Oh my gosh, big fan." Don't continue the conversation about things that they've done or their work. Talk about like something else that's like, about the weather. Talk about this weird painting in front of you.
I've noticed that the conversations go longer like that. So when Heath and I were doing our happy hour meet and greets in all the locations, a lot of people were actually just talking about something completely random, like the weather and the school they go to and all that and just nothing about what we were doing. And I just noticed that I was just like hooked. Mm-hmm. Just because, like,
feels safe.
Yeah, because you're when you're talking to somebody like that you don't know, you you're usually talking about something like the weather or your surroundings or something like that normally. So it just, in general, you would just like engage with that type of talk.
Or the chat. Like if you know somebody's new into the town, like they obviously don't live there. Like when we went to tour. Like, hey, if you guys are going out, like these are some good restaurants in the area.
Yeah.
These are some good bars if you guys are looking to do this. And you give like the recommendations. Yeah. Which is really nice. I really want to talk about the cell phone outages. Did you guys get affected?
So yesterday I was on a phone call with my mom and like three times it just went out randomly. Like we both had Wi-Fi, we both had service, and it just like kept on going out. It was really weird. And then in the middle of the night, what was it, like a day or two ago?
This was last night is when the big outage happened.
Okay. I had like no service, but I also had like no Wi-Fi too. Like the Wi-Fi went out, which was really weird.
It's AT&T, right?
AT&T, but apparently it was like a bunch of other carriers as well. Like my mom's went out like all night and didn't get it back, I think, until probably 11 in the morning today.
Whoa.
But it's weird that it happened to like multiple carriers and not just one.
All over the United States too. I don't know if mine went out because I was sleeping all night.
Mine didn't.
You didn't get affected at all either?
I knew about it, but no, I didn't.
But apparently affected. It was like some crazy outage all over. People were saying it's kind of bizarre.
Oh, yeah. No, it's very bizarre. But is it like a bandwidth thing? I mean, I don't know like the techniques behind like cell tower. Is it the cell towers that's doing it?
I don't know. Apparently, they said it was like a mistake from some sort of, what does it say? Some people were saying it was a cyber attack.
There have been a lot of talks, though, thinking that there have been the cyber attacks from China and that there's going to be potentially like this electronic lockdown where they're going to, like, take us all off the map as a way of, like, resetting, like, our...
What a time that would be, huh?
AT&T says it was not a cyber attack.
Are they over 32,000?
But also, if it was a cyber attack, I wouldn't say.
I wouldn't say it either. That would freak everybody out. I mean, the best thing for them to say is that it wasn't a cyber attack if it was. But my God, I just like, even if we didn't have her for a day, the amount of shit that would like be caused.
Yeah.
They just shut everything down. It's crazy how much we rely on it.
Oh, entirely.
It's
like,
crazy.
Would it affect GPS for like cars and stuff?
Yeah,
everybody on the highway would just not know where to go. I wouldn't know where to go.
Michael Scott driving into the lake.
Yeah. Patricia's mom, she like drives a Range Rover. She goes, hey, Matt, can you go? I need to get this USB onto the computer to download the new map for the Range Rover. And she goes, I had to pay like $150 for it. Isn't that ridiculous? And
I go,
time out. What are you? She goes, I got an email saying that Land Rover that I need to get a USB stick, download the file for a new map, which I understand that there's probably a new map. And I go, you don't need a new map for anything. At what? Like a new map for the new roads in Venezuela?
They prey on like elderly people that don't know better and they just think that
they know what they're doing. Yeah.
And that people would just do it. It's so awful.
Oh, I was just like, don't ever, you never need a USB stick to stick in your car for anything. Don't, you have CarPlay. Just plug in your car. Tell Siri where you want to go and you're off. Don't do it.
They're getting so many people like that, especially like older people that do not know that they can just easily just.
Oh, my parents finally realized about like YouTube TV and they realized that that could be their cable now.
Yeah.
And they save $150 a month doing it.
Does your family still have landlines?
No, they do not.
We only have like Netflix or.
No, like a landline phone, like a wire.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said cable. No, I don't. I don't know anybody right now that still has a landline.
Yeah, my parents finally got rid of theirs.
They just got rid of theirs.
When they moved to Tennessee,
who's still calling their landline?
My grandma was calling my mom on the landline all the time.
Yeah, that's why Patricia's parents kept theirs when their grandparents were away.
You know what's something that Apple just implemented, and it blows my mind that we went so long without it, but now it's able to be done again. When somebody's calling you and they're leaving you a voicemail, you can pick up in the middle of the voicemail.
Oh, Heath, I just got a call yesterday.
Bro, you used to be able to do that all the time. Like if your landline was ringing and somebody was leaving you a message, you could pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
But when cell phones came out, you couldn't do that anymore. And now Apple brought it back like 10 years later. And I'm like, one, why was this gone? And how do we have it back now? But I love it.
It's great that they can transcribe the voicemail. So as it's happening, you can like kind of read what the person is like telling you. So you can be like, oh, okay, I need to pick this up. Because sometimes you're like, why is this person calling me?
It's crazy.
All right, so Heath, I was freaking out 2 days ago because I never had that happen on this phone ever. And all of a sudden I see voicemail and I see like a transcribe thing as they're trying to call. And we're all like having a conversation and we're all laughing or they're talking. I'm like, wait, guys, one second, stop talking. And then someone's saying, hello, hey, blah, blah, blah. And it's something about like just us talking, right? And I'm freaking out. I'm like, guys, I think they can hear us. I think they can.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes I just get random calls and, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden I see a transcribed thing that says, because we were laughing, like, why are you all laughing?
Oh,
and I'm
weird.
Like,
what the
fuck? And I just start trying to hang up, but it wouldn't hang up because you can't like hang up a voicemail call. You just can't hang that up. Uh-huh. You have to let it ride. And I'm sitting there and I'm making everybody stay silent because it was like the freakiest thing. And then it finished. I'm like, guys, I think somebody just hacked into my phone and was able to hear our conversation. All these thoughts went in my head. I was like, someone just listened to us from my phone. Like, this is crazy. And I go listen to it. Random person called and there it was a butt dial. So they're talking to somebody else. I was like, I felt so stupid. But
That's funny.
But the way they make it so scary, especially if you've never seen it before.
Yeah.
It's a little scary the way it just like pops up and it's just like
transcribing. Now that they've implemented it, how many people do you think passively will just be like, the people who do pick up mid voicemail are like, oh, so now you want to answer. You were just waiting to see what I wanted to like, what I wanted to ask you.
I use it all the time now though. Cause I'll get like calls from numbers that I don't have saved.
Yeah.
And I'll wait for it to go to voicemail. And then I'll be like, okay, now I know who that person is. So if I don't have it saved, I can be like, hey, you know, it kind of gives me like a little bit of a heads up.
Yeah.
But I would never leave a voicemail because that just takes too much time.
I've been really enjoying leaving voicemails.
It's so out of habit though for me now. Like I'm like, no, they're not going to check it. So
yeah,
you love leaving a voicemail.
I love getting voicemails too. I love clicking it and playing them back.
Oh, I never even like. I just read what the person says sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I do have a lot of saved ones from people that like I love or like they passed away and stuff.
Have you left a FaceTime voicemail?
No,
I haven't.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
Wait, it doesn't. It does. No, it keeps going.
No, if I FaceTime you and you don't pick up, it'll let me leave a FaceTime voicemail, like a video.
Oh, normally I would just screenshot it with a sad face and then send that as a voicemail.
No, now you can leave a video.
Okay. I might take advantage of that.
It's pretty cool.
I keep seeing clips on the internet of people people like watching a screen and there's like a voice going on and it's the caption is me watching myself commit a crime I never committed. Oh, because of AI, like how good AI is getting.
Dude, it's
like
insane.
One day you're just going to see a video and you're robbing a bank. Yeah. It's you, but it's just AI is just so good.
People are going to be arguing that in court of people who actually did the crime being like, Your Honor, this is AI.
This isn't AI.
It's crazy. You can say that with anything now. It's like, sir, that's AI.
Have you seen the difference in the year? Like the spaghetti video?
Yeah. Oh, it's only going to get crazy.
Wait, what's the spaghetti video?
It was like Will Smith eating spaghetti. Like that was an AI video of him eating spaghetti.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah,
but like what it looks like now, just the videos, they are so realistic.
Did you guys see the huge TikTok thing that blew up over the past week about this girl who posted this story about who the fuck did I marry?
Matt, I've been waiting to watch that because the way people are talking about the story, I've never seen.
Is it the TV show Who the Bleep Did I Marry?
No. But it's going to be. It's going to be because this late. It was all started with a TikTok story time. This lady.
It first came up on my feed showing people watching the story like in their shower and scrolling and stuff. I kept seeing these posts of all these people who were committed to this girl's story. And I was like, okay, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to give this a shot and see why this story is going crazy viral. It's a 50 parts. And each one is like 10 minutes long.
Yeah, and each one has like 20 million views. Like
really?
People are invested in this story. Yeah.
So to give you the skinny and for the people watching and listening.
And I still want to, I'm going to hop on the treadmill tomorrow and actually turn it on like a podcast is because I do really want to hear the story.
And watch it on, but keep it on 2x speed because.
Yeah.
Do you know
about
this one, Bubba?
I saw, I, no, I don't.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Caroline.
I saw it, but I scrolled past it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, I don't
know. It popped
really
up on everybody's feed, though. It's just you either scrolled past it or.
At first, when I saw 50 parts, I'm like, I don't have the time. No way. Yeah. Just give me the skinny. But the.
Is it real?
Yes, it's real. And this girl, so she's, I think, in her. Yeah, she's like mid 30s. She's from Atlanta. And she starts this. She's on a long drive and she goes, I want to tell you guys this story about who the fuck did I marry. And she basically goes into this whole story about how she got into a relationship and married this guy over the course of COVID. They met each other on a dating app. They went out on a date, or she had a flat tire. Uh-huh. Before the date, he came and helped save her. She was very charmed by that. They go to Cheesecake Factory. He starts telling her that, I just moved to town. I'm actually from San Diego. I used to play arena football. He's lived in all these different parts, says that he's like this regional manager and he has like a bunch of money, charms this girl. Okay. This is also COVID times. And so they end up like moving in together and she's saying that she's been interested in getting a house. He's like, I'm interested in getting a house too. They're constantly looking at houses that they want to buy. He says his budget's like up in the 800,000s, 900,000s, because he has all this money from when he played arena football. And she slowly, over the course of this relationship, starts realizing that this guy is full of fucking shit. They're always looking at cars together. He's always taking her out. He's printing her itinerary saying, we're going to go to Paris. We're going to go to
London. But never doing any of it.
Never doing any of it. But she just constantly was like, and this girl, the way she tells her story, her sense of recall and memory and storytelling is so honest and sincere. And that's what's so great about it, is because she posted this stuff not intending for it to go viral, and people have responded so well to it because they feel like you're really sitting down and talking with this girl. It's basically like the Tinder swindler, you know? It's basically all that. She just gets conned by this guy, and she tells this story all the way leading up to him and confronting him and divorcing him. And it has gone crazy viral, where other women who have been with this guy in the past, they're coming forward.
Wow.
This girl will get her own Netflix documentary.
They've already made posters, like fan posters, of like who's going to be playing her.
Oh,
and
really?
Playing the husband, that playing the boyfriend, and it's all so good, Heath. Like, I'm just so happy that something is going so well for this lady, for the amount of shit that she's been through with this relationship. It's just so cool to see, and it's crazy to see how much everybody is just waiting for something to come out.
Did they
about
just
this.
Recently get divorced? Like, she's now putting it out?
Or it's like, no, this was like during COVID. Yeah.
I think they got divorced like in 2022, 2023.
Got it.
It's been a while since the divorce. She just now has finally wanted to come through and tell this story for people to be aware of these types of guys. And it is just so entertaining. What's awesome right now, she's finally getting this trip to go to Paris and London. Hopefully BMW is going to give her the blue X5 with the cognac interior that she really wanted, that this guy always conned her and promised. This guy would also sit there and fake phone call conversations with his brother every morning for 30 to 40 minutes, and he was talking to nobody.
You know people that used to do that.
Yeah, I have a whole story about that. But
people doing fake phone calls?
Yeah, like fake phone calls where like they're talking to somebody, but they're not actually, but like saying something in front of you just for you to hear.
You know people that did that?
Yeah, I had that crazy.
Yeah, remember that?
That crazy roommate who one time faked a phone call conversation in front of me for 10 minutes.
With his friend.
Saying that he was talking to like a friend of ours who lived in the dorm.
But he was talking to his friend, and then he ended up calling his friend and say, hey, were you talking to the phone? And he's like, no.
Because I was catching on in my head when he was on the phone with him. I go, why would that friend be calling him right now after a game when that friend is in Lubbock? In my head, I go, there's no way that he would have called him. And so then towards the end of the phone call, I was like, yo,
Let me get the phone.
He goes, hold on 1 second. Matt wants to talk to you.
He was getting red. If I was making a phone call, and so I was like, let me get what?
He was like, you gotta go right now? All right, man. I'll catch you later.
Don't you wish you got to record that?
What was the point of him faking it, though?
Because I think he was psychologically insecure that I was making more friends than him in college. And that night, I couldn't go out because I was on this. It was going to a speech tournament, and he wanted to act like he was making more friends and having more fun than me.
Bizarre.
Genuinely, that was the truth to him doing it. Fuck
I out. Wouldn't be surprised if that's something I did in high school. But I wouldn't do it in that sense. I would do it in the sense of, I'm just gonna make it look like I have friends.
No, you would just be faking it in your room alone. nobody around to prove it to.
Just for myself. Just so for when my mom walks by my bedroom, she hears that I have a friend.
You practicing for when a friend finally does call you?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, my man? How are you?
And
just practice.
Oh, I remember also that friend one time. We were like in a class together in college, and I didn't bring like a pencil, like a mechanical pencil, and we were about to like have like this like pop quiz or whatever. And I was like, yo, do you have a pencil? And he goes, hold on 1 second. And he pulled one out and he goes, no lead. And I snatched it out of his hand and I shook it and it was full of lead.
Matt, it's crazy that you go for it, right? If somebody was like lying to me or just, I feel like normally I'd just be like, okay, no worries. You just go rough. I want to know
because there was a pattern with him where I kept feeling like
it was the same guy.
Yes.
Oh,
No, he was psychologically manipulating me.
I think we should bring him in here.
No, it's really no use. I've forgiven him and he's gotten better.
He's making him up. You're doing what he was doing.
Matt, why don't you give him a call right now?
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, you're busy. Man, we want to have you on. All right.
Maybe next episode.
So I'm going to watch this tomorrow. You guys make sure to watch this story too, because everyone's talking about it. I feel so left out from this story.
I'm so excited to see what's going to unfold, because like when someone goes crazy viral like that, you're like, hopefully the right person's coming in and is help managing her, and hopefully it's Netflix that's going to give it to her and not like some random network. Where
Did he see? Oh, so the fans are making movie posters of this already. The what they have playing her is Octavia Spencer.
Holy
of
course. Shit.
Octavia Spencer. That would be insane.
But they're saying that there's this other actress that would do a much better job. Everybody was saying that.
I think Octavia Spencer might be a little too old.
It was this, I think her name was like Julie Hesse or something.
Julie, okay.
I definitely got her name
I
wrong,
believe but. This woman, well, her handle is Risa Tisa, but I don't know if that's actually her name. But what's so funny is that the guy, they finally have found him. And he's posted videos going, you know, none of that is true because I actually walked in on her and she was hooking up with Bradley. And she's like, everyone's like, this is a fucking lie, dude. Like,
apparently that girl who found him, she's getting a lot of shit because... apparently, like, she only did it just for numbers. Like, she didn't really care about, like, this girl. She just did it just so she can, like, talk about it.
When she was at work, he would text her, like, someone came here looking for you. And she's like, who? And he goes, some guy in a black Dodger. And she goes, well, I don't know who that is. And he goes, describe him to me. And she, like, breaks down everything to him going, well, this can only be these people. And then she realizes her neighbor has a Ring cam and looks over at her house and realizes a Dodge Charger never fucking came. This guy was just like psychologically abusive to her, but it's hilarious. Just this guy.
I wish I was that good at lying. Imagine being like just that good.
Just a true narcissist. Able,
your mind just, it just runs on its own. Just all
you'd be,
this. Just,
you'd be married already. You would have done this to somebody and somebody would be just
wild.
The actual TV show of that is so good. I used to watch it all the time.
Wait, which one?
Who the fuck did I marry?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's a show already?
It's called Who the Bleep Did I Marry? It's like people that were married and their spouse ends up being like this serial killer or something like that.
Oh, is it like a docu-series?
Like Dirty John?
It was, what was it, on IDTV? It's every episode is different, but it's these crazy stories that go in.
But is it documentary style?
Kind of, yeah, with like reenactments and stuff. It's like an hour long, but every episode is like a different story about these people. And they end up just like snapping and killing somebody. And they're like, this person that I married is not this. Like, how is this possible? Oh. And it's so interesting.
And it's so sad because like, and some guys are like roasting Risa Tisa because they're like, okay, we found his Facebook. Girl, this guy is not giving vice president VP energy, like going through like his posts and stuff. Like, this is not CEO material.
There's a good chance that, I mean, the thing is, a lot of people like that don't see that.
I know. They're insecure and they just want to see when you're wearing rose colored glasses, you don't see any of the red flags.
They're still victims, you know? They just, you know, they want to find somebody.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if my future wife was some crazy. Oh, yeah. 100%. Totally. I'd be so naive. I'd be so gullible. I'll just believe everything. I believe everything.
They're just show the funds. That was like her big thing, and she just kept telling him, was like, I don't believe.
I saw somebody proof of funds. doing it as a joke, like a reenactment, like, who the fuck did I marry season 50? And this girl just breaks in, like, who the fuck your auntie, let me see your phone. This is this girl, like, with her boyfriend in the bed, just like completely just screaming at him.
That just reminded me.
Give me your phone.
Did you see the video? There was this lady who was like works in like a hair salon, right? And she's sitting there waiting for a friend, client to come in. And as she's sitting there, this guy comes walking into the hair salon, walks directly up to her and just starts talking to her. And you could tell she felt really uncomfortable and she was just going with it. But he like has her go like put her hand up, and then he's like grabbing her arm and like moving her arm like this. And then he's like touching her shoulders and like moving her around, and then he sets his phone down next to her phone, and then he like is walking her around this hair salon, and she's like clearly uncomfortable but just like going with it. And then he's like, now put your arm out, and then he's got his arm next to hers, and he's like making her bend her arm like this, and she's like, I'm just waiting for like my friend to show up, like to come in.
Yeah.
And it just goes on and on and on, and finally that person shows up, and she's like, okay, I gotta go, I have a client. And the guy like keeps trying to like talk to her. So then her friend ends up walking in, and she's like, I have to go, my client's here. And then the guy just like keeps trying to talk to her, and then finally he walks out, but he had left his phone there on the counter next to hers. And the person that came in, that was the friend, decides to go through the phone because it was such a weird interaction.
Yeah.
So they're going through the phone, and they went to the internet and was looking at his search history. In this guy's search history was about like, what do people taste like? Cannibalism stuff.
Ooh.
All sorts of like murder stuff. And they were like, this is crazy.
Oh my gosh, did they bust the guy?
It's weird.
They're trying to find him. They like they're putting his face out, trying to see if anybody knows about it. But yeah, he left his phone behind.
Shit.
It almost seems like that. He just did that. It's just so wild to me. It's almost like a movie. Like he just comes in, does all that, just leaves his phone.
Did you hear who finally got convicted? Ruby Frankie.
Who's that?
The 8-passenger family vlogger. The one that I'd been cringe-watching for years.
I just saw something pop up on my phone, yeah.
Kept thinking she was an abusive mother. But
was it prison for how many years?
I think it's yet to be determined, but she is guilty, and I think it will be between, like, 5 to 30, up to 30 years.
Insane.
She would, like, make her kids do chores before they could even eat breakfast. She'd make them go hungry
and
at
school.
And
pack their own lunches or
yes.
whatever.
Yes. She was a cruel mother, and then went off with that other woman. Why am I blinking on her name?
It is wild that, like, but that we only saw it because it's being recorded.
Yeah.
It's like there's families like that that just like don't vlog. Mm-hmm. It's just like they do that every day.
That's what's so disturbing.
Crazy. Mm. Just such an eye opener when you see like a family like that who actually just films everything.
It's just, it's so wild that it's finally happening. Like everything that we had been cringe watching for forever, we're like, someone needs to stop this woman. And sure enough, this is like our dream
and
reality.
Normally, especially on YouTube, I feel like people get away with it because it's YouTube, right? You don't really know what's happening when you're watching something because like, you don't know if they're faking it. You don't know if it's just a bit.
Yeah.
It's hard. And that one was real.
Yeah. Wild.
All right. That was amazing.
All right, guys, we're going to close it out. Thank you so much for watching. As always, we love you very, very much.
Make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ZaneAndHeath, where you get bonus episodes, you get live Q&As, you get drunk and high episodes. You also get unwind videos where we keep the cameras rolling for 15 to 25 minutes, and you guys get another mini episode. We just keep it going.
That's right, baby.
And we also give you guys early access episodes 2 to 3 days before.
That's right. Also, make sure to check out Cremota Coffee, cremota.com. We got bag coffee. We got K-cups. We got drinkware. We got matcha. We got all sorts of different flavors of everything at cremota.com.
I mean, you can check out these episodes audio form every Monday on all the podcast platforms. And we do the video versions of these episodes on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ZaneAndHeath, every Tuesday.
We're going to jump into the unwind now. So we'll see you soon.
We love you guys so much. See you next week.
Later.
Peace. Ciao. Peace.